author of The Girl in the Tangerine Scarf, Moja Cuff is my poet today on The Poet's Weave. I'm Jenny Kander. Moja Cuff was born in Damascus, Syria. She's an associate professor of comparative literature at the University of Arkansas, an award winner, and is widely published. On Saturday, May the 24th, she'll be speaking at the County Library after hours with a reception to follow. The event is free. Move over. We are the spreaders of prayer rugs in highway gas stations at dawn. We are the fasters at company banquets before sunset in Ramadan. We wear veils and denim, prayer caps and Cubs caps, as over the prairie to the halal pizzeria we go. We don't know what to do at weddings, wear white and cut the cake, wear red and receive garlands, rap songs or tambourines. It doesn't matter. Enough to have a pita bread, a carbonated drink, email to read, and thou. We will intermarry and commingle and multiply. Oh, how we will multiply, Muhammad lovers in the motley miscellany of the land. Hijab scene number one. Hijab is a Muslim word for veiling. You dress strange, said a 10th grade boy with bright blue hair to the new Muslim girl with a headscarf in homeroom, his tongue rings clicking on the tr in strange. Hijab scene number seven. No, I'm not bald under the scarf. No, I'm not from that country where women can't drive cars. No, I would not like to defect. I'm already American, but thank you for offering. What else do you need to know relevant to my buying insurance, opening a bank account, reserving a seat on a flight? Yes, I speak English. Yes, I carry explosives. They're called words. And if you don't get up off your assumptions, they're going to blow you away. The fires have begun. There is a world love center inside my rib cage. There is a world hate center inside me too. The fires have begun. The fires have begun, and I don't know which one is going to crumble first. We will continue like twin towers. Maybe they had never met before they flew through the last air, the woman and the man who held hands and leapt together from the burning tower of the World Trade Center. Like the bride and groom of bombed Beirut who walked across death-filled debris to marry, even knowing that beneath their feet everything that kills hope was being unleashed, they held fast to the handclasp. If the moon enters her darkest phases, we will continue to walk the earth, making our own small light wherever we go until her waxing time returns. I will continue to invite your children to play with my children. Will you continue to want your children to come and go with mine? We will continue to walk the earth carrying our small supplies of grace. We will continue to fly even now that we have been so harshly reminded of what we can never forget again, that our lives have always been as fragile, as dependent on each other, and as beautiful as the flight of the woman and the man, twin towers in my sight, who jumped into the last air, hand in hand. Grandfather, your children are climbing the oak tree in the backyard on the planks of wood you nailed in its side. Soon they will not remember who spaced them so evenly. Do you feel the weight of a small foot on your heart? And when they reach the top, will you grasp their hands and hoist them up with you? Poems by Moja Cuff on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.